Hello, good evening.
I'm sorry I was away from the phone.
You broke up. I'm not sure what you said.
I said, I'm sorry I was away from the phone. But I'm back now.
Well, I stopped on myself, so you were fine. I had just identified myself, so.
Okay. So, are we ready?
It's just you. I think so. Okay. Randy's not feeling well. He really is not feeling well.
I know.
As of last night. So.
I should have a real foolish dilemma.
Yeah. And I think the stick in my eye broke.
What in your eye?
You know, I had that surgery to reduce the size of my pupil ever since I had cataract surgery.
Right.
And I had it done a week ago Tuesday. And it was nice and round and shaped like the other one. And all of a sudden, it changed shape. And it was 4 days before I could even get through to the doctor. And anyway, they're going to see me tomorrow morning at 11, so hopefully I can still make the class.
What time do you have to leave in the morning?
I won't have to leave till about a quarter to 11, so I have plenty of time with the class. I'll just have to be sure I'm ready, early.
Yeah, I haven't looked, but I think it's a relatively small one.
Well, he didn't want me to come for 6 weeks, told me to wait 6 weeks, and I'm not going to wait 6 weeks with what this looks like. I was a little disappointed. 4 days before they call me back, and I mean, it's your eye.
Well,
that's pretty serious.
Medical in the United States these days for older people.
I know.
Doctors are busy with everybody, and, you know, Medicare pays the least.
I know.
So why don't we go ahead?
Okay.
We're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Parsha Lech Lecha, Pasuk 185. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri hu ishkinte bit hilu erhimu utkilu utkilu erhimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino am Adonai Elohinu alena ma'asei adenu penenei alena ma'asei adenu penenehu. Tachat Seara Yisrael Vashalit Alamimana Achara Barkut Shabarichu Bilchodo Ushata Dechavu Yisrael Wahalo Mikatrin The Tawan Acha Ranin, the Goyara Kiv Yakol Adachyayo, Shikin Tame Atra, Umashke Katre, the Eight Kashra Tawan. Aharan goy shekinta, ukdein it yahel, Lom Shal Tanu Ta Begin Diktorat Ketora Kitra Hulit Katara Udain Shal Tu Shear Amin Umbatlu Naviim Wakalin Un Dargin Elain La Shal Tu Biara. The translation. Come and see. No other governor rules over the land of Israel but the Holy One, blessed be He, alone. So when Israel sinned and burned incense to other deities in the land, it is as if the Shekhinah was driven from her place. Because the incense attracted other deities, these deities became associates with Israel, and dominion was handed over to them. Because the incense makes connections, they drew their power from the Shekhinah and attained their dominion through her. Then the other nations ruled, the prophets were no more, and all the supernal grades ceased to rule over the land. My commentary. This pasuk helps us to understand the mechanism of energy sharing in the spiritual world. This becomes manifest in our physical world. No questions?
Oh, I was just waiting for you to make your little statement that you usually do. I'm sorry. Well, what I thought of immediately was Ketoret. And, you know, what it means in the positive of attaching to, you know, drawing close to Hashem. And here, this is the negative side of incense toward the deities, of other deities, I should say.
Well, incense brings you closer to whatever your practice is. Incense brings you closer to whatever your consciousness is desiring. So if you're connecting to other gods, doing idol worship, the incense is going to work for you, but not to connect you to Hashem. God forbid.
It made me also think of, what about fragrances that we have in our home? Is that something different? I never thought of it, about it before. I have little pine cones in one of my bathrooms, and I drop little drops of cinnamon oil on them from time to time just so the room will smell nice. And it made me wonder. I mean, I'm not doing it to any deity, but it made me wonder about fragrances that we have in the home.
First off, the fragrance in the bathroom is going, if you want, whatever you're doing there, it's, the energy is going to the other side because that's the home of the other side.
Oh, so I shouldn't be doing that then. Okay.
I would think more that a spray of Glade or, you know, some.
Well, I have that too.
And really, what's the purpose of the incense in the bathroom? It's a habit.
Well, actually, it's because the Glade bothers Tony, and he doesn't seem to mind cinnamon smell, so I just drop a few drops of, it's really essential oils.
I understand what it is. Yeah. I understand what it is, but, you know, if you want to do it elsewhere in the house, but doing it in the bathroom, that's almost the top.
Right. Okay, I'm glad to know that.
That's why you don't say Asher Yetzar in the bathroom. You're supposed to go out of the bathroom.
Well, but I just didn't associate that with being incense. I guess that's why.
I understand.
Because it's, to me, we're always looking for ways that Satan has us with the Klippot.
Yes. Well, we just saw how the reading of the Zohar breaks the Klippot. Because by reading this verse, you realize that realization means the Klippot was broken. So, Baruch Hashem?
Yes.
186. Wala diyu shaltanuta bishar amin begindinun mashkulishkinta lagabeita. We all da babet sheni ashultanuta bishar. Amin la adiu Lakish Begaluta Dishkinta Dishar Amin Atar Dishar Mimanan Shaltin Ugin Kalho Yankin Min Shakinta Deit Garita Lat Gabayu. The translation. And the dominion was not taken away from the other nations because they drew the abundance of the Shekhinah to themselves. Therefore, during the Second Temple, the dominion of the other nations was not withdrawn from them, even more so at the time of exile, when the Shekhinah resided among other nations, where other governors had control. Thus they all draw their power from the Shekhinah, who is drawn to them. My commentary, the Shekhinah is spiritual, the governors are spiritual. Thus they both have affinity. And this is the ninth reason why the governors are drawn to the Shekhinah. This is the reason. Questions? Comments?
Well, I thought, even though the Second Temple didn't have the energy that, say, the Tabernacle did, what I thought of was it was still enough that energy came over, you know, to the other countries.
Correct. The flow, the energy is this. The Shekhinah has elevated to the seventh heaven. It's far from us. We're far from it. But it still has enough energy that flows to everyone and takes care of everyone. It would be better, but we have to follow the, you know, the rules of the spiritual process.
And as long as Israel stays close to Hashem and follows the mitzvot, it keeps the enemies away from the land. And I guess we also get a little bit of that energy as well. So, at least I think so.
Well, it does. But the, you know, until the nation starts to adopt the laws of the Torah, it's never going to be totally fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's an effort to see that happen in America right now. It's just, it's a big, big struggle. But it's like
the struggle
that energy is fighting to, you know, to become righteous. Even if it's been met with a lot of opposition.
It is a struggle to become righteous. There's no question, wherever you are. There's always that struggle. It's easier to become righteous in the land of Israel. I'm fading off, so I hope you don't mind. I'm going to call it a little early.
No. I had a hard day myself, but okay.
And hopefully I'll wake up by the late class.
Okay, and hopefully I'll be awake too.
You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.